The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else this Christmas? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, and let's go to Harley in the United States of America. And the Defence Secretary, it's all they're talking about, and they are worried. What is the appropriate response? Who knows? Radical Islam, Harley.
Well, they are at least doing some things here.
It's
pretty interesting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said yes.
Yeah. Well, Ash Carter, the defense secretary, told reporters today, obviously the effort to retake Ramadi from ISIS in Iraq is going to be key. He also said the U.S. may need to set up many small military and intelligence gathering bases around the world to counter the spread of radical Islam. That's a different way to do it. He also talked a little bit about the commando forces that they are sending over there to Iraq and Syria, called them Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force, which is pretty obscure. Now, the idea is that they'll be able to do a lot of intelligence. They'll capture and kill some group leaders.
Well, I think it's most probably designed for the electorate as well, isn't it, to try and change the name and say, look, we're not necessarily putting people on the ground. We'll give them another name. They're on the ground, but we'll pretend they're not.
Well, exactly. I mean, it is combat, but as you said,
yep,
it's combat at a much smaller scale.
Yeah, absolutely. What about this Connecticut governor?
Well, the executives in this country have begun to take a page from the president's let's write an executive order book. Connecticut's governor, Daniel Malloy, made a decision that the legislature hasn't made or that he didn't even ask him to make yet. He wants to ban gun sales to people on federal terror watch lists. No one really argues that. It's probably a good idea, and the legislature probably would have done it, but he just said he needed to do it real quick because it needs to be done. Which is, you know, give the system a chance.
Absolutely. Don't muck with me. Now, come on. It's your last one. It better be a good one, the last one for the year. Come on.
Well, okay. Mahoning Valley Racecourse near Youngstown, Ohio. That's horse racing. A major oops. The track stewards fetched the wrong horse for an all-filly race. Instead of the long shot, Ruby Queen, they walk out a male horse named Slappin' Leathers. And no one noticed until after he ran off with the race, until after the bets were paid off at 110-1. And then someone said, well, look at that horse again. Oh, look. It's a boy horse.
Well done, Harley. Have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Catch up in 2016.
Right,
news next at 8:30, 7:30 in Brisbane.